This is the introduction to the series, The Bible and Homosexuality, an LGBTQ Positive View. This is the introduction to the series, The Bible and Homosexuality, an LGBTQ Positive View. I'm Elton Sherwin, your host, and I am so excited to bring to you this information that for some of you will be life-changing, and for a few of you may be life-saving. This is an LGBTQIA positive view of Christianity and the Bible. If you know Christians who are suffering under the weight of guilt, having been told the Bible condemns them, or that they are defective, or intrinsically evil, or sinful if not celibate, please send them a link to this series. We will examine all seven of the scriptures commonly used by conservative churches and conservative Bible studies to condemn the LGBTQIA plus community. Referred to as the clobber verses, we will see that most of the scriptures, which are used to condemn gay males specifically and the whole LGBTQ plus community more generally, have nothing to do with consensual sex. Most describe attempted rape, gang rape, human trafficking, temple prostitution, and other non-consensual and abusive sexual practices. These scriptures have little to do with consensual adult relationships. After we put a stake through the heart of the Old Testament clobber verses, we will discuss some of the LGBTQIA plus affirming verses from Moses, Isaiah, Luke, and Jesus. Most Christians, even those who have attended divinity school, are frequently unfamiliar with these. Even Christ's own words on the topic are normally omitted from the conservative discussion of sexual minorities. Tragically, recent research indicates that LGBTQIA children and young adults who attend non-affirming churches. These are churches that believe that all homosexual acts are sinful. These children and young adults are more likely to think about self-harm and commit suicide. If you have a child who is or who might be anywhere in the LGBTQIA rainbow, you should find a church that affirms and celebrates your child. These children are God's creations, knit together in their mother's wombs and created in God's image. They should be cherished. It's dangerous for these rainbow children to attend non-affirming churches, and I will include links about the research on this in the notes, and we'll talk about it in a future episode. A note of caution. The Bible passages in this series discuss the human trafficking of children, rape, gang rape, sodomy, temple prostitution, eunuchs, castration, menstruation, and the death penalty for children who swear at their parents. Parents of preteens should assess the suitability for their children. No story has more influenced Western views of the LGBTQ plus community than the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Next in our series, Episode 1, Sodom and Gomorrah. Please join me in exploring one of the most misused stories in the history of Christendom. If you have friends or relatives who angst over the clobber verses, or if you know young people who have left the church, please send them a link to this series. I am so looking forward to seeing you next time. This is Elton Sherwood.